All right, guys, welcome to the DLC, the downloadable content, the extra 10 to 15 minutes of geek content you're going to get from guests that I have on. So you guys just heard from Mike Sweetman, and now we're going to talk more Star Wars. So, Mike, you've been reading some of the Extended Universe. I just finished the book series, did the comics when I was a little younger, of the Thrawn series. Love it. If you have not read it, the Thrawn trilogy is amazing. But what series should people read that like you've really enjoyed that if people want to know and read more about Star Wars that they should dive into?
Oh, it'd be the same one that I've recommended to you, which is Lords of the Sith. It is amazing. It's so funny that I am a Jedi guy, and I do draw my inspiration from them, but my favorite Extended Universe book or trilogy is the Bane trilogy. Darth Bane. And then my favorite canon novel is Lords of the Sith. And basically, just to give you a quick teaser, it's basically Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine, Darth Sidious, just kicking ass. Like they come up against basically a force of nature, and yeah, they just do their, it's amazing. You gotta see it.
I will get that one.
You gotta read it. Sorry.
it'll be on my list. So speaking of Extended Universe and in the sort of Jedi and Sith in that vein, Darth Bane, and did you never get to play Knights of the Old Republic for the Xbox or PC?
No, I didn't. That was sort of before I really got it. I mean, I didn't have. I'm such a tabletop guy. I think at the point that came out, I was sort of OCDing on what's called Warhammer. I don't know if you've ever heard that, the Warhammer the Miniatures game. Yep. So, yeah, that's been my gig for a while. I played the fantasy version, but. Yeah, I mean, I was always really interested. I just never had the computer to run it. I think it was a PC game, right?
They had it on PC. Well, it came out on PC later, but it was Xbox and PS2.
Ah, okay, yeah. So, no, I didn't. But, I mean, yeah, I am super excited to see what comes out now. You know, Battlefront, we've had the discussion on Instagram about Battlefront and you know.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, for hardcore fans like me, it wasn't Battlefront. Like, all they had to do, it was DICE. All they had to do was do Battlefield in Star Wars. But what we got,
Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of that game, and in its defense, I think EA said, hey, this is going to be a multiplayer game because that's what the majority of our players play nowadays, and it's going to look cool, right? It's going to get you into the Star Wars universe, and I think it delivers on those two things. There's certainly, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like Star Wars.
It feels like Star Wars, but it just like too many of there's. I don't feel like the guns have a lot of variety. It feels like the jetpacks. The maps are just so big that it's hard to transverse. I don't mind the scale of how large it is. I wish there was a little more variety with the guns. I wish the HUD is awful. It's like down here where you don't look. That's not how you play a game. I need it up in like, I need to have that HUD somewhere else. And I thought the radar is way down here. It doesn't make sense where it is.
Did I ever tell you or discuss with you about how, I was reading Mark Divine and anyway, he's a Navy SEAL, and he was talking about Navy SEALs and how they have to be so focused. And I was like, I want to try and use this on Battlefront, right? So as I'm playing Battlefront, I'm sort of like trying to get myself into this meditative state where I'm really focused. And I'm like, this must be like what pro gamers, they do is they just sort of like get into this flow where it's like the, you know what I mean? You can see the radar, you see what's going on, and it's just a matter of once you eliminate somebody, you're coming back to the radar. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's my issue with Battlefront is that it doesn't really allow that. Like when I played Call of Duty, I say competitively, we weren't like ranked or anything, but my clan played, you know, and I, as the Moth, the Grand Moth, and the leader of Dark Side Alliance, darksidealliance.com, check them out. I stayed back. I watched the radar. I was commanding. I knew the strategy, but you can't really do that in this because the spawns, if you don't spawn on your partner, you can spawn way the hell back with an AT-AT, and then you've got to sprint for like 2 minutes to get to where the bat, like it, the spawns are so weird.
Yeah. Maybe it was an upgrade, the upgrades, but you can partner spawn. So you
but if they're dead, you can't. And if that partner is like not in the middle of battle, then you have to spawn all the way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Like, and that See, was I, that. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, your experience with other first person shooter, third person shooters is a little more deep than mine. So it's one of the games that I've really gotten into. Multiplayer especially. So I've played like a lot of Diablo, that sort of thing in the past where it's I usually play like you, I'm a social gamer, like to get online with some of my old high school university buddies and sort of bash heads and just chat and stay in touch, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the other problem with Battlefront is there was no way like to party up. I don't understand. Call of Duty 4 literally had the best like way to do everything. You get in, you send someone an invite, you get into the room. Oh, look, the room is full. Okay, guys, we'll go public. Maybe we'll see you in public because I can just join your game. Oh, look, half of DSA can fight against DSA. Cool, awesome. Then you get people in a room. Then you have a whole team together. You can like you can't do that with Battle. Like that was my. They didn't build it. They what it felt like they built is they built a game for casual players, who were just going to play by themselves anyways.
Right.
That's what it felt like. Yes, there was a sort of party thing, but it was. I want to swing my vocabulary dick right now, but I'm too mad to think of good vocabulary. Use here. It was cumbersome.
It reminds me of what my friends and I went through with NHL EA, the EA game NHL, and they actually stripped out multiplayer, and it was like, what the hell? This game has had this for so many years,
right?
And you just stripped it, and now we like to get into a game together. We sort of like all click the X button at the same or the A button at the same time and try and get into a party that's in the same game. And when we don't, we have to start the whole process over again. Right. It's so aggravating that something that was such a staple was no longer part of the game.
Yeah. I haven't really been excited, And I admit that like I haven't got to play a lot of games in the last little bit because I'm, you know, like 80% of what I make goes back into my business, you know? Like I don't have a lot of discretionary income. So like I have sacrificed buying video games to focus on growing side quests. And it's just slightly obnoxious because I want to play all these games and all the good games like I don't get, but the games that like I normally would love to buy, like Call of Duty, they've completely changed. Titanfall was kind of cool. Destiny just pissed me off because they said they were going to allow parties of like 12 or 18, and then they just made it like a party of 3.
What? Really?
When they originally talked about the game, they said it was going to be Halo meets World of Warcraft, and like your clan could come together and you can like do quests, and you're going to have apps so you can like talk and chat via an app and like set up like raids and stuff. And then it was like, oh no, Well, instead of like a lot of people hanging out and doing that, we're just going to do like three as a fire team. And I was like,
oh God. Yeah. No, that's
so that like that. And now granted, I'm just being a little bit of a douchebag there. Like it's a great game. People love it. I could have enjoyed it. I was just like, I'm really mad that you were going to have this awesome thing and now you cut it in half. So here's a giant middle finger. I don't care.
No, but, that sounds really good. But yeah. You know, the fact that they cut it sucks, but
well, you know,
maybe down the line.
We'll see. But you know, I've been focusing more on single player stuff, just Fallout and Guts, Dragon Age Inquisition, and I've been playing that a little bit. And in Battlefront I get in just when I want to feel Star Wars. I just want to feel in that universe. And then I get mad because I just get my ass handed to me. As we wrap up the DLC episode, I got to leave you with this. It is not on. Now, if they ever do backwards compatible Xbox games,
right.
You might be able to do it. If you have a 360 sitting around, I highly suggest doing this. But you can get it if you got a PC. Get Knights of the Old Republic. It's a turn-based RPG game. And it follows the story of Darth Revan and Malak, which is where the rule of two sort of came from. But the first one is fantastic. The second one is good as well. But it's you can sink a lot of hours into the game, and it's a lot of fun. It's the Star Wars universe. It feels like Star Wars, and it follows that the ancient civil war between the Sith and the Jedi. So.
No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you, guys. Thank you for hanging out for the DLC episode of SideQuest Podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.